right. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You've been listening to Who's Talking, and we've got our final segment here. And we've got our good top-notch research analyst, Michael Tusky, to give us the Olympic sports rundown.
Hey, guys, real quick tonight, the Virginia men's soccer team is ranked number 4 in the country. They're 7-2-1 and 1-2-1 in the ACC, so they need to pick it up in the ACC. Last Friday, Virginia lost to number 2 North Carolina 1-0. Interesting fact, it was the first time UNC men's soccer had won in Charlottesville since October 11th, 1977. I wasn't around then. Let's hope the football streak does not end this year as well. They were able to rebound last night and beat Liberty 2-1 at home. The win continued Virginia's dominance of non-conference opponents. They have not been beaten by a non-ACC school since they lost to UConn 2 years ago in the 2008 NCAA tournament. Next, Virginia continues their homestead with Alabama A&M on Saturday and James Madison on Tuesday. Both of those games are at 7 p.m. The number 6 women's soccer team is 8-2-1 and 2-1-0 in the ACC. They dropped a hard-fought match to number 5 Maryland 3-2 on Friday night in a downpour. Remember the rain last week, guys? The team returned to Charlottesville last night on Sunday to record a huge win over number 1. Yeah, I said number 1, Boston College, 3-2 in overtime on Sunday. That was the first time the UVA women's team had ever beaten a number 1 ranked opponent. Megan Lensick scored the game-winning goal in overtime. It was her 9th goal of the season and her fifth game winner. Based on her performance, she was named ACC Co-Player of the Week. It was the second time this season she had received this honor. And just today it came out she was named the NSCAA National Player of the Week. And she is the first Cavalier ever to receive this honor. Wrapping up, team has a huge game Friday night versus number 3 North Carolina, 7 p.m. Klockner Stadium. Be there.
All right. Thank you, Michael. One more time, game watching party Saturday at TGI Friday, Short Pump. Next week, Charles McDaniel, among others, will probably, what do we have, Chris Horn next week or Chris Wright again?
We might have both.
Another update on the recruiting side and a big game this weekend down in Atlanta. It'd be a great one for the Cavs to get down there and get a road victory.
I feel certain that Coach London and Coach Reed are working late these nights, get the team ready. I feel optimistic that the team will bounce back with an excellent showing, and I think the experience they had out in L.A. is one that they can call upon now as they get ready for this road trip.
Absolutely, and then on next week's show, we'll preview the always important North Carolina football game in Charlottesville on October the 16th.
Which that game time is 6 p.m., which should make every Wahoo happy, gives everyone a chance to have a good Saturday and then head up there for some awesome tailgating and the Cavaliers and the Tar Heels under the lights.
Should be a great game in October in Charlottesville. It's generally hard to beat that.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be a great time. And let's remind everybody that we're going to be at Fridays this Saturday at 3 o'clock on watching the Cavaliers against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in a big game. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, please come out and join us.
All right.
Otherwise, we thank our guests tonight. Thank you for listening. And look forward to being back with you next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock for Who's Talking?